Our time 7:10. Time to turn to sports. The Royals lose a heartbreaker to Texas yesterday to wrap that series up. Steve Stewart with a recap.
The good news Sunday was Royals starter Daniel Lynch coming up from Omaha, shutting out the Rangers over five innings, leaving the game with a 2-0 lead. The bad news, the back end of the bullpen could not hold that lead. John Schreiber allowed an eighth inning run to make it 2-1. Closer James MacArthur allowed a game-tying homer in the ninth off the bat of Jonah Heim. We went to a 10th inning with Texas scoring a run on a Nathaniel Lowe single. They won it 3-2. We're on tonight at 6, Royals and Brewers, right here on the Royals Baseball Network.
Steve thinks we'll have that tonight. Bolstered by a 6-run first inning, the second seed Hutch CC softball team extended its season Sunday afternoon in the Region 6 Tournament Championship game at Legends Park as the Dragons defeated the tournament top seed and 13th-ranked Butler 12-3 in a championship game, which was the first game on Sunday. Dragons reached the title game with a 9-5 loser bracket final victory over Barton earlier. So the Dragons and Grizzlies play a winner-take-all championship at noon today at Legends. Winner earns an automatic bid to the NJCAA Division I softball tournament. Dragons are in search of the program's first regional championship since 1987, and with that victory over Butler, the 2024 Dragons set a new program record for victory, surpassing the old record of 44 set last year. Keeping our fingers crossed for them today. Wichita State softball completed the series sweep of Memphis Sunday with an 8-0 run rule in 5, powered by Chloe Barber's no-hitter. The Shockers clinched the number 4 seed to next week's American Athletic Conference Championship and ran their winning streak to 17 in a row over Memphis. No hitter for Barber, her first of her collegiate career, 21st in program history. KU basketball players Johnny Furphy and Kevin McCullough Jr. have officially been invited to participate in the NBA Draft Combine. The event, which provides an opportunity for NBA hopefuls to work out for and get evaluated by professional teams, will take place in Chicago for a week beginning May 12th. Furphy, who was a freshman last year, is undergoing the draft process while still maintaining his own eligibility and could choose to return to the Jayhawks if he were to withdraw from the deadline by May 29th. It's an overtime finish that'll be replayed for years to come. Kyle Larson charged to the outside of Chris Buchner in rounds or in turns 3 and 4, beat him to the finish line in a photo finish to win the Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway. Larson's margin of victory over Buchner, the time 0.001 seconds, the closest finish in the history of the NASCAR Cup Series. It was impressive. That's a look at sports. More at HutchPost.com. Weather next.